Luke's Gospel, chapter 14. And I entitled my message, The Potter's Secret. Jesus is talking about the cost of being the disciple. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote a lot of things about discipleship, about cheap grace and different things. And there is a cost of being a follower of Christ. We don't think about it. Now, he paid the price for us, but we have to pay a price to follow him. Hear what he had to say. Most of this is in red letter edition. The cost of being a disciple. Great crowds were following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my follower, you must love me more than your own father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Yes, more than your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And you cannot be my disciple if you do not carry your own cross and follow me." But don't begin until you count the cost. For what would begin construction of a building without first getting estimates and then checking to see if there's enough money to pay the bills? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of funds. And then, how everyone would laugh at you. They would say, "There's the person who started that building and ran out of money before it was finished." Or what king would ever dream of going to war without first sitting down with his counselors and discussing whether his army of 10,000 is strong enough to defeat the 20,000 soldiers who are marching against him? If he is not able, then while the enemy is still far away, he will send a delegation to discuss terms of peace. So no one can become my disciple without giving up everything for me. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for fertilizer. It is thrown away. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. All through Scripture, Jesus said, anyone who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. That's some of the hard sayings of Jesus, especially the one that said, if you want to be my follower, you must love me more than your own father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Yes, more than your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be one of my disciples. That goes to the crutch, doesn't it?